It is wrong to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws that we have seen in recent years.
Getting tough on immigration is a well-trodden political strategy.
We simply don't enforce our borders adequately.
Hundreds of thousands of illegals.
Immigration.
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 We have to stop the invasion.
But efforts at stopping population movement, such as border walls, militarized patrols, and deportations, have been ineffective at bringing migration numbers down. However, for many politicians in the US and in countries around the world, this is a good thing. Because keeping immigration high on the political agenda is something that could be exploited in all sorts of different ways. This is how migration is being used as a political weapon.
If you don't follow the orders, force may be used against you.
On the 17th of May, 2021, at least 6,000 people entered Ceuta, a region of Spain in North Africa, directly bordering Morocco. This was a record for the highest number of people migrating to Spain in a single day, and prompted the country to send in the army, as local authorities struggled to cope. Soon after, there were reports that Morocco may have orchestrated this crisis.
Some experts say Morocco uses the tactic of allowing migrants into Ceuta as an instrument of pressure on Madrid.
This video purports to show border guards opening a gate for migrants on the Moroccan side of the fence.
The Moroccan government knew that immigration had become an important political issue in Spain and used the perceived immigration threat as leverage to negotiate political favour. A year later, Morocco secured long-resisted concessions from Spain over its policy on occupied Western Sahara in exchange for further migration enforcement. This is a common tactic to weaponise migration, closing and opening routes as a bargaining tool or as a threat of destabilisation. In 2010, Libya's Colonel Gaddafi said that he would allow large numbers of people migrating from sub-Saharan Africa to reach Europe through Libya, unless the EU signed up to an immigration deal worth 5 billion euros a year. In 2016, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan secured visa-free travel for Turkish citizens and billions of euros of financial support for Turkey's refugee operations, after threatening to allow onward migration to the EU during the Syrian civil war. In 2020, President Alexander Lukashenko of Belarus channeled refugees to a frontier no-man's land on its border with Poland and other Baltic states, seeking to destabilize the EU by allowing uncontrollable levels of migration. So as governments in so-called buffer states instrumentalize migration as a threat, at the same time, politicians in destination countries are exploiting this perceived threat. And this in turn creates an increasing need to build and maintain yet more border enforcement. It's a cycle that has played out on the US southern border across 60 years of immigration reform.
Los Braceros are a necessary supplement to our domestic crews.
The US government-sponsored Bracero program, introduced to recruit much-needed labor from Mexico following World War II, was terminated in 1964. But the flow of migration across the southern border was largely unchanged because the relationship between US employers and Mexican workers remained in place. However, the politics had started to change. Immigration restrictions continued to tighten over the following decades, culminating under Bill Clinton in 1996 with the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, which laid the groundwork for border enforcement as we know it today.
All Americans are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country, and we must do more to stop them.
President Clinton launched multiple border operations as part of his Get Tough policy, building an allegedly impassable wall. But these new fences did not result in a reduction in migration numbers. But they did succeed in diverting people to more dangerous landscapes, which led to a dramatic increase in migrant deaths along the border. Another big impact was on seasonal migrant workers, many of whom decided to remain in the US rather than risk the heightened danger of repeating the journey. And this, in part, has contributed to what we see in the data. The vast increase in border security spending over the past 50 years coincided with a large growth of now criminalized undocumented migration within the US. Exploiting the fear of this increase has been an effective political weapon, which in turn has led to more enforcement. It's a vicious cycle that has made the border enforcement business very profitable.
The wall is $12 billion, $10 to $12 billion. That's a super job, okay? That's if you do a Trump wall, okay? Really nice job, nice high wall.
The budget for the U.S. Border Patrol increased almost tenfold in the past three decades, from $263 million in 1990 to nearly $4.9 billion in 2021. And it's not just in the U.S. The budget for the EU border and Coast Guard agency Frontex shot up from 6 million euros in 2005 to more than 922 million by 2024. Baltic states have raised a fence along their eastern frontier. India has angered Bangladesh recently after erecting fencing on parts of the border between the two countries. And the Kenyan government is still working on its 100-kilometer wire fence and concrete barrier, which it pledged to construct on the border with Somalia. There were only 15 walls at nation-state borders around the world at the end of the Cold War. But the total has now risen to 70, barely three decades later. It's a market that is estimated to be worth many tens of billions of dollars worldwide. Even though this industry has grown exponentially in the West, it is not Western countries that is sheltering the highest proportion of forcibly displaced people. 71% of refugees worldwide are hosted by low and middle-income countries, and 69% by countries neighbouring the country of origin. Iran and Turkey top the global list with more than 3.8 and 3.1 million refugees respectively. Despite the spiralling costs and diminishing benefits, the political clamour for tougher restrictions on immigration are louder now than ever, and as such, the political weaponization of migration shows no sign of stopping. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notifications so you never miss out on a video. We love hearing from you, so drop us a comment with any thoughts or questions you have, and see you next time.